Hello and greetings to all dear traders, economic activists, our dear representatives. I hope everyone is doing well. So we are here with another educational podcast. This time on the topic of telephone sales or telephone marketing. And today we will share some tips on this subject to help you increase your sales and have a more successful approach through sales. In different types of communication, you have four modes of interaction with your customers. If you're individually selling your business products or services, you're currently interacting with your customers through these four methods. The customer can communicate with you in the form of message, in form of replies to your stories or WhatsApp status updates, in form of telephone or in person. So in messaging form, you can communicate via messages on various social media platforms like WhatsApp, Telegram, and even Instagram's direct messaging. Sometimes text messages and emails also fall into this category. If the customer is in touch with you through stories and status updates, the customer follows you through your status updates and stories on social media, monitoring and engaging with you in this way. Or either telephone, you negotiate and talk with your customers over the phone or in person. The customer comes to your office or shop to engage in face-to-face negotiation and discussions. Today, we will focus on telephone negotiations, not messaging, in-person communication, or not stories and status updates. We will discuss why we prioritize phone communication over the other methods. Many people fear telephone sales. They are afraid of calling people because they lack information or have misinformation about this process. However, the power of the telephone in building trust and driving sales is substantial and important. In all the methods that we've discussed before, the power of the telephone in building trust and driving sales is very high. This doesn't mean that the other three methods lack power. They all are very effective. Even in in-person meetings, which often results in significant deals, initial communication usually begins over the phone. After telephone interactions, you might move to messaging, and then the customer might follow you through stories or status. When all these steps are combined, the in-person meeting becomes the most fruitful. However, if you skip the first three steps, meeting a customer face-to-face without prior contact can be challenging. Therefore, successful negotiations require all four methods simultaneously, all together. However, you need to determine which method to put in priority first, which one falls second, third, and fourth, and how to combine them all effectively to achieve the best results. Let's delve into the topic of telephone negotiations. Through telephone communication, you can connect with a large number of customers. Write this down for yourself. The telephone is the first step. Even more important than the phone is messaging, because you can reach even more customers through messages than by calling. Beyond messaging, stories and status updates can reach even more people. Sometimes hundreds, sometimes thousands, or even tens of thousands. Any person that you have saved their contact numbers will get in touch with you through that. Or everyone who follows you can see this and move through you. That means your message is heard by many. However, although each of these four methods has its own strength in terms of visibility and reach, they might be less powerful in building trust. In contrast, in-person meetings, when you might hold five or six sessions a day, allow you to have a more in-depth trust building. But they are time-consuming and require more energy. On the other hand, telephone communication, although less time-consuming, can still be powerful in building trust. Telephone communication allows you to talk to at least 50 people daily. But the question is, how powerful is your trust building over the phone? If you were to meet a person, how strong would your trust building be? Remember that in-person meeting require more time and energy, but they are highly effective for building trust. However, while an hour-long phone conversation might build a certain level of trust, an hour-long in-person meeting can be 10 times more powerful in terms of trust building. But just because an in-person meeting is powerful doesn't mean the customer will immediately pay. The customer might want another meeting, indicating that they need more time or trust before making a decision. And many people prefer face-to-face meetings, similar to real estate agents who enjoy meeting clients in person. However, in this scenario, the number of customers might be limited. Sometimes after investing time in in-person meetings, customers might still walk away and go to a different agent. In many businesses, even in retail, you might spend time with a customer in your shop only to see them leave without buying anything. What should you do then? Everyone is after money. They are looking for money, but why don't many follow the method that we're going to discuss? Perhaps because this method involves more effort, and at the end of the month, you may not receive the financial reward you expected. So the first thing that we are going to discuss is the importance of setting goals and looking at it realistically. In previous sessions, in previous podcasts, we have discussed the importance of setting goals. We mentioned that everyone who sets a clear goal and follows the right path will eventually achieve it. If your goal is money, then you must understand that money comes from customers. The more customers you have, the more you can sell. And if you build a brand, customers will come to you. Otherwise, you will have to actively sell it to them. Some people understand this logic, but do not apply it. They don't use it. So their income never grows. It's like learning how to swim, but never going into the water. If you don't practice, you won't improve. In business, it's the same. To increase your income, you need to increase your customers. To do that, you need to engage in branding, in visibility, and we're going to learn this today. The next thing is, which is important, is managing time and resources. You might say, with the time we have, how can we work for 7 or 8 hours a day? You need to manage your time wisely, guys. We've discussed 4 methods of communication, and you should decide to use all 4 simultaneously. One of these methods is over-the-phone negotiations, which has a high capacity for negotiation. You might ask why messaging and status updates don't have the same power. The reason is that through these methods, you cannot convey your emotions effectively. Previously, we have emphasized the importance of transferring your energy to others. This transferring energy to others happens through talk. In-person meetings are the most effective because you can transfer 70 to 80% of your energy to the person that you're talking to. Messaging and status updates only allow you to have this conveyed about like 5 to 10%. So it's not that effective. The next thing is building trust. We have to understand that a customer will only give you money when they have reached a high level of trust in you. So there are 2 main methods. 1, in-person. And 2, telephone communications, over-the-phone negotiations. In-person meetings require more time and energy, but the trust built is also stronger. However, the telephone is still very effective, allowing you to transfer a significant amount of energy and build trust with your customers. When you learn this technique, make a commitment for yourself, guys, to increase your telephone negotiations. If you could meet 5 people in person, you can talk to 50 people on the phone. You should aim to speak with at least 50 people a day. Some of these calls will be initiated by customers because of your advertising, while others will be initiated by you. You will be the one who calls first. Both types of calls are important. You need to plan for how many people you will contact each day. If you have fewer than 10 negotiations, fewer than 10 people, tell yourself that your day is not over yet. The next thing that is important is increasing customer engagement. Some of the merchants have 20, 30, or even 50 customers a day, which is excellent. This strong engagement leads to higher income. The key is to increase the number of your customers. Those who haven't made much money should know that the problem lies here. You need to solve it to focus elsewhere. We discussed the importance of focus in our trainings before, and you must do everything you can to reach at least 10 customers a day. You can achieve this either through advertising or by actively seeking out customers yourself, doing on-site marketings or any way of marketing. If you invest money in advertising, you make things easier for yourself because advertising is designed to make your work easier. Some people say that money is created to make life easier. If you spend your money wisely, it will bring you more money. Look around and observe whether you and those around you spend money on things that bring more money or just consume it on items that they don't add value to their life. So use your skills wisely. Although we are not leaving you alone, and you can use Arad branding, you can use us for help in your advertisement, in your promotion, and in your visibility. Let's go to the next ones. So choosing the best method for you is the next actually move. So based on the things that we have mentioned, telephone negotiation can be the best option among the 4 methods. And you should aim to have at least 10 customers and initiate and start interactions daily about your trade or the products that you want to sell. If someone says they've been in business for a month but only had 1 customer, they're not really in business. A month should have at least 25 working days. So you should have talked to 250 people if you want a high income. The next thing that is important is finding customers. How do you find your customers? This is a question that I'm asking you, and I want you to think about it seriously and plan for it. There are 2 ways, with or without advertising and branding. With advertising, you need to spend money and effort, as many big businesses do, because it gets results faster. If you don't want to spend money, you have to go out and find customers yourself. You have to do some effort and activity. If you don't do either, you end up with 0 income, and we don't want that. If you choose both, with and without advertising, that's even better. Some people are lazy and only want to rely on advertising, while others are too active and they're open to spend money on it and they're looking for results. Both approaches can work, but doing neither will get you nowhere. The strategy you choose will determine how much income you will make. Those who do both will have the most success, while those who do nothing will earn nothing. The next important thing that I really want to discuss it with you is overcoming your fear, guys. Some of you are too shy to initiate an over-the-phone negotiation like many other people. They're afraid. We've said that fear comes from ignorance, comes from not knowing what is in front of you. If you don't know about something, you fear it. Whether it's like traveling, paragliding, or bungee jumping, or riding a roller coaster, people often say they're scared of these because they don't understand the process. The same goes for business. If you don't know about it, you're afraid to start. Fear of rejection is another common issue. People worry about calling a customer who might not pick up or refuse to buy. But you must understand how the mind works. Today, I'll give you some exercises to help eliminate this fear. The first thing that you have to focus on is building confidence. The first tip is to believe in what you're telling and what you're selling. Having faith means being convinced that the product or service you're offering is beneficial. So you have to be aware of that yourself too by connecting with suppliers and the merchants that you have here. You can actually get a good help out of it. Many of your products are indeed helpful and meet essential needs in people's lives. However, I see that many traders, many representatives don't believe in what they sell. Someone might sell cigarettes with full conviction, even though it's harmful. Another might run a fast food restaurant, knowing that their food isn't healthy. They know it, but still, they sell it with enthusiasm. Now, if you're selling beneficial products like nuts, like dairy, like fruits, or medical equipment, you should believe in the product that you're selling even more. So you need to believe in what you're selling. Some traders don't fully believe in their products, which can make them hesitant or fearful, and this is not good for the process. But look at those who sell products that might even be harmful. They often do it with full confidence. If they can be confident, why can't you? You have products that are genuinely beneficial, like nuts, dairy, I don't know, medical equipment or something like that. You should sell these with even more conviction. Before any negotiation, you must be prepared. Preparation is the key. You need to know what you're going to say and have a plan for how the conversation will go. I've given you many exercises in previous podcasts, like many of my colleagues have done it, to help you with this. But make sure you have them written down in your sacred sales notebook and practice them regularly. You should take notes of all the podcasts, guys, if you want this to be a beneficial activity for you. To succeed, you must build your ladder to wealth by applying the techniques of negotiation step by step. Always sell value. Many of you might feel inadequate when you pick up the phone to start a negotiation. You might think the person on the other end is more knowledgeable, more intelligent, or more experienced. This lack of confidence can be paralyzing. But remember, you have access to some of the best sales experts and trade consultants here in Arad Branding. You have the best mentors. These experts are masters in the art of sales, trade, and export. Even the senior managers who are willingly giving out their information to you. Knowing that you have such mentors should give you the confidence to succeed. Even if you're a beginner, you're part of a powerful team, and that should give you courage. Imagine someone who joins a gym and starts off weak, but with the help of a strong coach, they get stronger every day. Similarly, by working with experienced mentors, you will improve over time. You have the support of a powerful team. The whole Arad Branding is on your back, and that makes you strong too. You're learning from the best, and this will make you a better negotiator and a better salesperson. Don't be afraid of rejection. Rejection is not the same as failure. Failure happens when you've negotiated, said what you needed to say, and the person on the other end still says no, or when they block your number. This is it. Then you can consider it a failure. In that particular negotiation, it's a failure. But if someone doesn't answer the phone, that is not failure. It's not even rejection. Maybe they were busy, or maybe they were in a meeting or taking a bath. Don't confuse these situations with failure. Failure is when you've done everything you can, had a full conversation, and the customer still says they don't want to buy their product. But even then, it's not the end of the world. Every failure is a learning experience, and it's something that can help you grow and improve in future negotiations. I'm telling you, when you're dealing with a buyer who's serious and has the cash, they have the money, and you can talk to them in a way that makes them not buy from you, or makes it so they don't end up buying, you're essentially failing. But that's not real failure yet. It's not your fault. Why do you feel like you have to be responsible for everything? Who said that? Just apply the techniques you've learned, apply them correctly, and you'll see that the most people who are in touch with you will buy from you. Set aside these fears. Just forget them. Overcome them. If you want to be a successful telephone salesperson, if you want to be a successful person who sells everything over the phone, you shouldn't be afraid. Your voice, tone, and words over the phone shows your confidence to the customer. The same as what I try to convey to you through my voice in this podcast. The customer senses and feels whether you're a strong or a weak person. Speak firmly. Don't be timid. Avoid mumbling. Speak clearly. Increase your speaking pace. Talk faster. It gives you the confidence. Learn speed reading. Learn fast reading. Get a book and practice it to see if you can read it quickly. This quick pace is just above your normal speech. And it's only normal when it's over the speed that you usually talk. This way, your chances of success increase. Speaking quickly isn't something special. You will never reach the level of speaking extremely fast. Just speak a bit faster than your current speed, and let the energy come through your words. Practice, 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 and practice. It's very important. All of this, all of the success comes with practice. I often see many traders sending their practice audio files or videos to consultants or mentors. This is amazing. Do this. These people are the successful traders of the future. In less than 3 months, you'll see that these people become professional salespeople and reach higher earning quickly. Why? Because they practice 8 hours a day. Practice, practice, practice. They have mastered telephone sales and have learned all the methods perfectly and are implementing them step by step. So, why not? Understand that salesmanship, being a business person and negotiator, are arts that you need to learn well. Don't think everything is over. On the contrary, everything has just begun. The experienced traders who listen to me, listen to us, they shouldn't say we learned these things 3 or 4 years ago. You learned things from me or the company or the senior manager 4 years ago that were at that time's level of knowledge. But the science, the knowledge is thriving every day. The things you learned from other people, even if you are a successful business person, are for the past. You have to match yourself with the new pace of the world. Today, our knowledge is different from 4 years ago. seek today's knowledge and learn it. What will be the result? A professional salesperson, a professional negotiator, who no one can defeat. All your customers will convert into money. They will turn into money through all the four methods that we mentioned. You will no longer have the concept of non-serious customers or fake customers. That is never going to happen. So look at this way. Amateur versus professionals. Be with the professionals so you can become one yourself. Increase your connections with ORAD members, with successful people, and the people who are in the business. If you associate with non-professionals, if you talk with them, I guarantee you will also become a non-professional and a failure. Pay attention, dear representatives, dear traders. Associating with non-professionals will make you non-professional as well. Remember this. Don't consult with those who are not in the business or don't do anything related to business. Don't let them talk to you or don't let them give opinions or advice. These non-professionals consciously or unconsciously will send you negative energy and will lead you away from your path. Be careful that they don't divert you from your path, whether intentionally or unintentionally. I really care about you. We really care about you. And this is something that you need to know. These are the trainings that are basically prepared to you for the better kind of negotiation, for the better kind of, business. And we care about you and we want you to really be successful in this path. In conclusion, telephone negotiation is a powerful tool for increasing your sales. It allows you to reach many customers in a short amount of time, and with practice, you can become very effective at it. Don't let fear hold you back. Embrace the challenges. Practice regularly and you'll see success. So if we want to actually talk about how to effectively use these skills, if you're committed, you can actually improve your telephone negotiation skills. So we said you need to start by believing in yourself and your product. This belief is crucial because it will give you the confidence you need to be persuasive. When you're confident, your voice carries more weight and the customer will be more likely to trust you. One of the biggest mistakes you can make is underestimating the power of your voice in a telephone negotiation. Your tone, pace, and clarity all contribute to how you're perceived by the customer. If you speak too slowly or too softly, it might come across as a lack of confidence. On the other hand, if you speak too quickly or too loudly, you might overwhelm the customer. Finding the right balance is the key. Another important aspect is preparation. Before you pick up the phone, you should have a clear plan for what you want to achieve in this conversation. This means knowing your product inside and out, understanding the customer's need, and being ready to address any objections they might have. The more prepared you are, the more confident you will be. During the call, it's important to listen as much as you talk. Many salespeople make the mistake of dominating the conversation, but this can be counterproductive. Instead, ask open-ended questions that encourage the customer to share their thoughts and concerns. This not only helps you understand their needs, but it can help you and make them feel valued and heard. If the customer raises an objection, don't see it as a rejection. Instead, view it as an opportunity to provide more information and clarify any misunderstanding. Often, objections arise because the customer doesn't fully understand the benefits of your product. By addressing their concerns directly and confidently, you can turn a potential no into a yes. It is also important to be persistent, but not pushy. There's a fine line. There is a small border between being determined and being aggressive. You want to follow up with customers who express interest, but you don't want to pressure them to the point where they feel uncomfortable. Timing is crucial. Know when to push and when to back up. Persistence is the key in sale too, but it must be coupled with patience. Not every customer will be ready to buy immediately. Some may need time to think it over, or they may be waiting for the right moment. By staying in touch and keeping the lines of communication open, you can ensure that you're top of mind when they're ready to make a purchase. It is also important to keep track of your interactions. Take notes during your calls and make sure to record any important details about the customer's needs. Preferences and concerns are also important. This information will be invaluable in future and in future conversations and can help you tailor your approach to better meet their needs. And finally, always follow up after the call. And whether it's a thank you email or a summary of what was discussed or a reminder of the next steps, following up shows that you're serious about this and about doing business, and you value the customer's time. It also helps to keep the momentum going and keep often the difference between closing a sale and losing potential customer. In summary, telephone negotiation is a skill that can be mastered with practice, preparation, and persistence. So believe in your product. Remember that selling over the phone isn't easy, but with the right mindset and techniques, you can turn it into one of the most effective tools in your sales arsenal. Keep practicing, stay positive, and always be willing to learn and improve. The more effort you put into refining your skills, the more success you will achieve.